Okay, so that's all, that's, see, that's all we have, that's all we said, that's all I know. What is the three things?
Okay, Rabbi, so we'll start the Mishnah. Alan, you want to join us if you can? Yerach Shenis Bashal Ba Gid HaNoshe.
Yeah, 12.
Im Yesh Ba Beno Sein Tam HaRezu Asura. Ketzad Mesharen Osa Kiv Bosar Belefes. Gid HaNoshe Shenis Bashal Im HaGidin Is Bizman Shem Akiro Beno Sein Tam V'im Lav Kulam Asurim V'arotev Beno Sein Tam V'chein Chaticha Shal Nevela V'chein Chaticha Shal Tag Tomei Shmizbashlu im hachatichos bizman shemakiron benos sein tam v'im lav kulan asuros varotev benos sein tam. So let's just try to clarify what is this case of yerech shenizbashel ba gid hanoshe. Now, just a little bit of background. One of the most important questions in the laws of Taroves is categorized as what we call min b'mino versus min b'she'eno mino. Now, these are the elementary fundamental distinctions that we have to make. Min b'mino means two things that have the same tam, and min b'she'eno mino means two things that have a different tam. And what it means is that if there's a mixture of min b'mino, it means that the two, in a sense, cannot really cancel each other out. If it's min b'she'eno mino, then there's sort of a friction, a tension between A and B, because they have different tam, and each one has its own tam, which is fighting, you know, vying for who wins out in this battle. But if it's min b'mino, and they both have the same tam, so then there's a different halacha. And that's a different halacha. That has nothing to do with what we call tam ki ikar. That's a different halacha. Min b'mino has to do with a halacha of bitul barov. That's going to be the subject of my chabura today in the afternoon. That's nothing to do with to us. But what we do have to know is that in the case of min b'mino, we paskin, and we're going to have to see how we prove this, that min b'mino is batel b'shishin. Now, that means that if the ratio between the Issa and the Heter is 1 to 60, then it's mutter. That's called bitul b'shishin. You're familiar with that concept. Okay? So that you might ask the following question: what's the chiddush? I mean, why do I need to be so dramatic about the fact that min b'mino is batel b'shishin? And the answer is because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino afilu be'elef lo batel, no matter what the mixture is, even a mashu, even the smallest amount of isur, if it gets mixed up with mino, with its own min, then it's never batel. All the dinim of bitel are completely suspended. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The Chachamim shita is that min b'mino is batel, and here it breaks down to two different categories: a doraisa halach of bitel and a darabanan halach of bitel. As far as the Torah is concerned, min b'mino, if we pass like the Chachamim, is batel b'rov. However, the Rabbanan made a gzera, and they required shishin. Even though, in other words, again, there's no middle ground here. Either you hold like the Chachamim and min b'mino is batel b'rov, or you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and min b'mino afilu be'elef lo batel. There's no middle of the ground. The middle ground is midrabanan, meaning if you accept the Chachamim that there is such a thing as bitel in min b'mino, then you have halacha of shisha midrabanan. In other words, the rabbanan suspend the halacha of rov that normally applies, and instead they require shisha. Where did the rabbanan come from? Why did they institute this gzeira? And this is called the gzeira of min b'mino atu min b'she'eno mino. They, the Chachamim, were afraid that if we allow you to apply the Doraisa halacha as is and eat this mixture of min b'mino, even though you don't have shishim, then tomorrow you're going to have another mixture of min b'she'eno mino, and you'll rely on Bittul Berov, which on a Doraisa level is not applicable. Meaning, if it's Min B'She'eno Mino, and there's literally a battle here between the Issa and the Heter, because it's one Tom against another Tom, and the question is which Tom reigns supreme, overrides, then the Torah requires Shishim, and that we're going to see here in our Mishnah. So what we have to ask ourselves, this was all just a little bit of background, is what is the case of Yerech Shenispashel Ba Gid? Is it a case of Min B'Mino? No, since the animal, let's say naturally, biologically has a Gid, the Gid is not a foreign Tom. All of the innards of the animal are the same. They're all the one Tom. Gid is basically Basar, and the rest of the animal is also Basar. The Yerech is Basar, and the Gid is Basar. And then what you have is a case of Min B'Mino. If, on the other hand, we would view the Gid as something foreign, again, it's in the body and it's biological, you know, it's part of the animal itself. That's the way the animal anatomically is created. But nevertheless, Gid has its own unique Tom. It's different than the Tom of Basar. Gid lechud and Basar lechud. Like Gidin are sinews. They're not the same as meat, as flesh, as Basar. And then our mission is talking about Min B'She'eno Mino. So I want you to know that the Ravid, the same Ravid who wrote a critique on the Rambam, wrote a book on Tarovis. And he authored a sefer which is called Iser Mashehu. Iser Mashehu. And in the Iser Mashehu, he wants to prove from our Mishnah that we paskin like the Chachamim, that Min B'Mino is Batel, and in this case, Batel B'Shishim. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah cannot be tolerated, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min B'Mino is never batel. And therefore, how can we explain that Yerech Shenispashel Ba Gid, and the Mishnah says, in Yesh Ba B'Nos Sein Tam, it's Asur. If it's not B'Nos Sein Tam, then it's Mutter. Obviously, you're applying the standards of Bittul. How can you apply the standards of Bittul in Min B'Mino? Meaning, the Ravid is going to prove that from the fact that our Mishnah implements the laws of Bittul with regard to Gid and Yerech, it means that we paskin that Min B'Mino is Batel. Again, as we said before, Midoraisa is Batel Berov, Midorabanan is Batel B'Shishim. But it's definitely so that our Mishnah is applying the laws of Bittul to Min B'Mino. How does the Ravid understand Yerech Shenispashel Ba Gid? Is it Min B'Mino or Min B'She'eno Mino? Don't all answer at once. Again, I may have lost you on the first paragraph. This is not good. Okay, let's backtrack again. There are two things. There's Min B'Mino, Min B'She'eno Mino. What's the difference between the two? Min B'Mino means they both have the same Tom. Min B'She'eno Mino means they have a different Tom, and they're vying for each other. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that since Min B'Mino is the same Tom, you can't apply Bittul. The premise that underlies Bittul is that there's a battle here. And in Min B'Mino, there's no power of a different Tom to overwhelm the Tom of the Issa, because they're both the same Tom. And if Rabbi Yehuda says Min B'Mino is a Mashu Zosur, I feel the elef. No matter what the ratio is, it's always us. The Ravid wants to prove from our Mishnah that we reject the sheet of Rav Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim of Rav Yehuda that Min B'Mino is batel. And what's his proof? Because the Mishnah says that Yerech Shenispashel Ba Gid im Yesh Ba B'Nos Sein Tam Harezu Asura. Right, that if ain't Ba B'Nos Sein Tam, then it's Muteres. Meaning you can eat the Yerech, right? Yerech is Lashon Nekeva. So therefore the Mishnah used the word Ba. Again, there's a Girsa problem here. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that. There's another Girsa that has in our Mishnah Bo, but our Mishnah is Ba. Now this reminds like Tefillah Shabbos. You know, in Tefillah Shabbos we're talking about the night of Shabbos. It's Ba, right? So let's accept the Girsa as we have it. Ba means the Yerech. Would the Gid give Tam into the Yerech? Or is the ratio between the Gid and the Yerech such that the Gid is fractional and therefore doesn't give Tam to the Yerech? That's what the Mishnah formulates. Says the Ravid, that only makes sense if you hold like the Chachamim, then min b'mino is subject to bittul. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then min b'mino is not subject to bittul.
Right.
Then the Mishnah makes no sense, because the Mishnah says if you want to know whether you can eat this Yerech, it all depends upon whether the Gid gave a tam into the Yerech or not. But if it's min b'mino, Rabbi Yehuda says that question is a ridiculous question, because min b'mino is never bittul. Just one thing, I'll finish one more sentence, then the floor is yours out. So for the fact that the Mishnah applies the laws of bittul to what? To Yerech and his bashel for Gid? We conclude that we bask like the Chachamim, because the Ravid assumes that what is the relationship between Gid and Yerech?
Ben Bemino. Okay. When you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, the
Tana Rabbi Yehuda, yeah.
The
Tana Rabbi Yehuda. This is Sugi Psochim. See, 90% of what we have to do this man, and hopefully in the next man too, is in Masechta Chum. But there's 10% that's in, I would say, 2 other mesechtas make up 10%. And that is Psochim and Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah splits into two. There's the Samachs, and there's the Ayins. You know, in the Samachs, we have these sugyas of Min B'mino, Min B'shein B'mino. In the Ayins, we have all the sugyas of Bishal Akum, Tfilus Kalim, and Gvidas Akum, Yayin Stam Yenam. All those are at the end of Avodah Zarah, the Ayins. You know, like Ayin Zayin, those dappen at the very end, the tippy end of Avodah Zarah. But in the Samachs, you have the real Yayin Nesach sugyas. And what happens if Yayin Nesach, I'm talking about Yayin Nesach Doraisa, you know, the real Makor, you know, we don't see it today in these parts of the world, but if they used Yayin as a libation on the Mizbeach, it's Osir Midoraisa, even by Noah, Lo Yidbok Lav Chamum Ben Acherim, and the Yayin got mixed up in other Yayin. And that's the Sugya from Yehuda and the Chachamim of Min Bimino in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav. Then you have a sugi Psochim. There the Gemara talks about Chametz and Matzah that got mixed up and they're indiscernible. That too is a case of Min B'mino, because Chametz and Matzah have the same time, and Yayin B'Yayin has the same time, and that's the sugi Psochim in the third parak, and that's the sugi of Yehuda and Chachamim about Min B'mino, Min B'she'eno Mino. This is perhaps the most fundamental machlokas in all of Tarovas. Is there bittul in Min B'mino? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we talk about the laws of bittul, you must postulate min b'she'eino mino. Now the question is, what is the status of gid and yerech? Is gid b'yerech min b'mino? And if that be the case, the Mishnah by postulating bittul in the case of gid b'yerech must be holding like the Chachamim. And that's the understanding of the Ravid. But what I want to prove to you today is that almost all the Rishonim understood that Gid and Yerech is not Min B'mino, but it's Min B'she'eino Mino. Which means that our Mishnah could be accepted even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Good? So far so good?
Isn't there a counter-raya to your suggestion that the raya holds the case of Min B'mino, from the fact that in the Rachel Mishnah we have to pretend that it's Lefes, as opposed to the other cases, you're clearly a case of Min B'mino, we go straight to Bottle the Shishu.
So you're postulating Daniel, which is going to be one of the hot issues, that Basav Lefes and Shishma are two separate things. And that's going to be the Meiri Shita, and I'm going to claim that I'm going to push, that's my agenda, that's Rashi Shita, because the Meiri is 100% right. Rashi in the Mishnah does not mention Shishim until he gets to Gid B'Gid. But in Gid B'Yerech, all he talks about is Basav Lefes. Apparently Rashi holds that Basav Lefes is different than Shishim. Excellent. So we'll get back to that in a few minutes. I just want to show you that we can prove from other Rishonim that they hold that our Mishnah is talking about Min B'She'eino Mino. And the most basic proof is from Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Kibosar B'Lefes, and he has a whole Shtikl Torah here, which we'll have to get into. But the punchline that I want to focus, again, we'll have to go through the whole Rashi, I'm not trying to duck the bullets. Rashi says, D'shi'urin halacha l'moshe mi Sinai. U'gemiri d'hachi misharina. Now, let me just ask, this is just an elementary school question, but I have to ask. We differentiate between two categories of Isurim. They're Isurim d'oraisa and Isurim d'rabbana. When you get to the concept of halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, what territory are you in? Are you in the d'oraisas or the d'rabbanas? D'oraisa. Oh. So here comes Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Rabbi Kivega asks, how could Rashi say that this halacha of Misharin and Kibbasa Belefes is a Hilchus HaGemira which makes it Doraisa? After all, we're talking about Min Bimino. Okay, again, this is just, you know, pedagogical argument. And if we, like, let's say the Ravid Shita, right, in that mission that he's learning that we're talking about Min Bimino. And Min Bimino is Batal Birov. The halacha that min b'mino requires bittul b'shishim is only d'rabbanan. How could Rashi tell me that misharina and b'basa b'lefes is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai when we're dealing with a din of bittul d'rabbanan? D'rabbanan, as I said before, and we have to hack it into our heads over and over again, instituted a gzera d'rabbanan of min b'she'eno mino b'shishim, min b'mino b'shishim, gzera atu min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino requires shishim, who can finish it, d'oraisa min ha-Torah. Min b'she'eno mino is batal m'doraisa b'rov, but we require shishim b'rabbanan, gzera atu min b'she'eno mino. What is going on with Rashi? We're talking about, again, naively, we're talking about min b'mino, because the Yerech and the Gid are all one entity. You know, whatever time, I mean, we'll soon see that there's a whole machlokas tanoim where the Gid have time or don't have time. The Gemara on Peites assumes that Gid b'nosing time, the Gid, yesh b'gid b'nosing time, the Gid has time, right? And now you have a problem because when you cook the Yerech with the Gid, the time of the Gid penetrated into the Yerech, and now you can't eat the Yerech if it's benosing tam. So the Mishnah tells you, well, let's make a shear, let's try to evaluate, did it give tam? Did it not give tam? Wait a minute, you can't call that halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai because we're dealing with min b'mino. And for the Rabbi Kivega, that what does Rashi hold? Not like the Ravid. Rashi holds that Gid B'Yerech is what? Min B'Sheino Mino. Is since Gid B'Yerech is Min B'Sheino Mino, the time of the excuse me, the time of the Yerech is not identical with the time of the Gid. Therefore, we're dealing with an issue of a doraisa. When you cook the Yerech with the Gid inside, the time of the Yerech, the time of the Gid penetrates into the Yerech, and now you've got a real problem because it's min b'sheino mino. But thank God, the Torah gave us a way of applying bittu, which is called basa b'lefes, and whatever that is, basa b'lefes, whether it's shishim or not, it's some sort of system of bittul which applies in min b'sheino mino. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that min b'sheino mino is batel. Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees with the halach of bittul when it comes to min b'mino. Says Rabbi Kivega, apparently our mission is dealing with the case of min b'sheino mino. The time of the gid, according to that man, the Omer, who says yesh b'gid, is not identical with the time of the Yerech. Each one has its own unique time. Now, you know, they fight it all out, and that's called bittul. And we have a din d'oraisa bittul, which requires basa b'lefes. Beautiful Rabbi Kivega. Comes out, Rabbi Osei, we have machlokes between whom and whom? Between the Ravid and Rashi. The Ravid understands that our mission is talking about min b'mino. And the Ravid uses our mission to prove that we pass like the Chachomer of Abiyuda, min b'mino is butter. Abiyuda never accepted bittul and min b'mino. A few belaflo butter. Rashi understands, says Rabbi Kivega, that basar b'lefes is min b'she'eno mino, and therefore, since it's min b'she'eno mino, we could apply the standards of bittul and add another word, d'oraisa. We need bittul midoraisa, and why is that? Because min b'mino, everybody agrees, needs bittul midoraisa. Min b'she'eno mino. Sorry, but, did I say min b'mino? I meant to say min b'she'eno. That was a bad mistake.
But why does Rashi call that?
Well, what Rashi means to say is that if you take a scan, you know, you take an investigation through Chumash from Bracious until the Ein Kol Yisrael, you will not find the concept of Bittul Mashiach. Yeah. Look for it. It's worse than a needle in a haystack. Okay, there is no needle. So Rashi says, where is this din of Bittul coming from? I mean, if it's Doraisa, it should be somewhere in the scriptures. The answer is, it's halacha l'moshe.
Okay, so that, but he's saying that's the Doraisa.
No, but I'm saying the premise is that halacha l'moshe should be seen as Doraisa.
Right.
And the question is, if we're dealing with min b'mino, like the Rabbi understand, then there's no room for a Doraisa. Again, Rabbi Kivega has other problems with Rashi, with this halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, but that's not for us today. No. Rashi happens to be of the opinion that Tam Ki'ikar Lav Doraisa. Okay, that's a whole other issue. For that, we would need another hour to figure out how Rashi can require Bittul b'Doraisa here when Rashi himself holds a Tam Lav Ki'ikar. But okay, that's not for us. On both sides, we can't, you know, tofasta merubah lo tofasta.
Yes. The question of min b'mino and the Doraisa doesn't distinguish between Yavesh and Mizbashel.
Well,
in other words, there is no
that's complicated.
There is no Tam, it's only Bittul Barov.
That's complicated because it could be that if you cook together. Well, again, if it's Yavish B'Yavish, then it's for sure the Rabbanah. Let's talk about Lach B'Lach. If it's Lach B'Lach, Lach B'Lach is also Bottom of the Rice. Yeah. Lach B'Lach is also Bottom of the Rice. In Min B'Mino. Again, not like Rabbi Yehuda.
Min B'Mino that I cook.
Is Bottom of Rove. And if you want to know how Rove operates in Min B'Mino, in Lach B'Lach, you have to come to my Shia 4:30. No, we'll get to it eventually, but that's my call shit today. But with the rice, it's butter. Yeah. How that works is a pell. There's a lot of love. It's how Rove works in Lashi and Lach.
Doesn't apply the erase at the cloud.
Wait, in Min B'mino. What are we talking about? Min B'mino. Right. The can't be monoshock. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'mino is always considered like a no same tam ki'ilu, no matter how much bittul you have, whatever the ratio is. According to Rabbanon, Min B'mino, whether it's Yavish, B'Yavish, or Lach B'Lach, is always bottle barov midaraisa, and the requires that Shishim is only gzeira to Min B'Sheinu Min.
Wow. Am I oversimplifying by saying, look, Rashi, in this Rashi, doesn't mention the word Shishim? Yes, it's true, it mentions that it's halakha l'moshe b'Sinai.
Sinai?
But isn't it just
no mention of Shishim?
No tam is the definition of
the Raisa. Rashi is saying that no same time the Oraisa is Basar Belefes. He doesn't whisper a word about Shishim. And that's going to be a major issue for us today, which I hope we'll cover today. What does it mean that Rashi doesn't mention Shishim until he gets to the Sefer of what's called Gid B'Gid? Okay, but again, we're jumping ahead of ourselves. I just want to make sure that we have some complete concept. What is our mission? This is such a fundamental question. Is Gid, Yerach and Isbashim or Gid? Are we talking about Min B'Mino, the way the Ravid would have it? Are we talking about Min B'Sheinu Minu, the way Rashi would have it? And now I want to tell you something else. Yeah, go ahead.
Just one thing with Rashi.
Yeah.
The Rashi is isn't he referring to the fact that we use lefes as opposed to krov or kafla? Isn't that the
correct? Definition? Well, first that we use lefes, and secondly that we don't use any other vegetable. Yeah. That is correct.
Okay.
Now, Rabosai, I want you to make a note of this, even though, again, it's a little bit down the line, but again, it's always good in the introductory shia to get like a little bit of a broad stroke. Even though when you have two things mixed up together in a tarovas and they are two different tamim, which is called min b'sheinu mino, even though we have concepts called basabal lefes, we have concepts called shishim, and so forth and so on, but nevertheless, there is, in a sense, a simpler way of figuring out whether this tam, whether the Isser gave tam into the hetan and penetrated or didn't. What's that called? Anybody know? I'm saying forget about shishim for a moment, put in the back burners, forget about possible lefes. Correct. What's that called? Just if you don't mind. Correct. Okay, he would say kfeila because he's Turkish, and so I'm going to say kfeila. Okay.
No, it's not Turkish. Just like I always pronounce like that.
No, okay, fine. But I'm just saying this: Havaras Sfaradid and this Ashkenaz. So I beg forgiveness in case you know, because it's hard for me, you know. You can't. Okay, I could say kfeila too, but for the time being, we'll call it a kfeila. Te'imas kfeila. Now, te'imas kfeila has to be understood from the perspective of edus, because whenever we have isurim, we need something called edus. Again, it's not really edus, it's called ne'amanus. Eidech ha'nem bisurim, so that's called ne'amanus. But even eidech ha'nem bisurim requires certain standards, and trust me on this one, a guy cannot be an aid. That's all, like it or not, I'm not here to apologize. This is not politically this or politically that. So the question is how we rely on a kfela who tells me that there's no tam of gid in the yerech, and therefore I'm going to eat the yerech. Be that as, how can we rely on him? Yes. So that has to do with chazakas and other dinim, and it really depends upon what Eidech Nem Bisur really is all about, and so forth and so on. But that's not for us. But in any event, would kfela be relevant to our mission?
Like, he doesn't know why we're asking him.
According to the Ravid, would kfela be helpful? Is kfela to imas kfela meaningful according to the Ravid and our Mishnah? You have this yerech shenisbashu v'gid. You want to know if there's a time of gidin of the gid anosh in the yerech. Call you know the chef, yeah, Jim Jones or whatever, and ask him to. According to the Ravid, would it be relevant?
No,
why not?
Because
the Ravid holds that gid b'yerech is what. Min bimino. We've been talking about min bimino versus min b'sheino mino, and we discussed whether or not bittel applies. From you, the sheet, for example, says bittel only applies in min b'sheino mino, not min bimino. The chachamim would apply bittel even in what min bimino, but that's bittel barov under the raiselef, and then midrabbanan because of min b'sheino mino, they'll apply bittel b'sheino. All that is wonderful, but the question that I have to ask you today is, how does te'imas kfeila work? If you hold like the Ravid, and Tosfos later on at Daf Tzadi Zion, we'll get to it within a week or so, maintains that in our Mishnah, Kfela should be operative. And he stands on his head to figure out why Kfela can't be operative here. But the premise of Tosfos is that Te'imas Kfela should be meaningful. How can it be meaningful? The answer is that Tosfos like whom? Not like the Ravid, but like Rashi, that Gid and Yerech is Min Visheino Mino, and whenever there's a Tarovus of Min Visheino Mino, we should invite in the Kfela. That's why Tosfos understands that Min Visheino Mino. Now the Achronim claim that the Rambam also holds that Yerech and Gid is Min Visheino Mino, and then Medayik this in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos on that Mishnah. So Rabosai, make a note of it for the next year. Take a look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos and see if you can figure out, it's like detective work, how the Achronim understood from the Rambam that Yerech Begid is Min B'Sheino Mino. To make a long story short, the Ravid, with all due respect, is a Das Yochid here, and he really stands on his own. He's a lone soldier, we'll have to say, against all the other Rishonim. Right? And all the Rishonim hold that our Mishnah is talking about what? Min B'Sheino. Good?
Min B'Mino.
Our Mishnah is learning. Yeah, the Rambam, together with Rashi, together with Tosfos. I mean, it's not a bad group to hang out with. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid, and they all, excuse me, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. And they all hold universally that we're talking, unanimously, excuse me, that we're talking about Min Visheinu.
No, wait, according to Ravid, though.
Yes.
Right?
The Ravid is the only one on the other side.
But Berov doesn't give us
no
ten
time.
That's why.
But our Mishnah is talking about Shishim only as a Xerat Rabbah.
Okay, so that we cannot invite Kfela maybe because of that, right? Can we say such a
thing? Well, no. Again, Kfela in Min B'Mino is meaningless. Rabosai, please make note of this. In Min B'Mino, there's no such thing as Kfela. Not that I have anything against the Kfela. He's a great guy and he wears a big white hat. But it's Min B'Mino. In Min B'Mino, there's no Tom against the Tom.
There is a good Sigis here of a Gid and a Yerah. Why would we assume it means shirin the mina?
Really?
The same thing.
I thought intuitively so that, that's the difference between the reish and the seifa.
So yeah. Have different tastes.
So what I thought was, Rabbi Sachter, was when I read the Mishnah, that it's min v'sheino mina. Why did I think so? Not because of Rashi and Tosis and the Rambam. Not because of that. Simply the way the Mishnah was organized, the way it was structured. There's a reisha, and we'll call it the seifa. It's not really the seifa, but I mean the next... Right after the Mishnah speaks about Yerech and Spashbo Gid, it speaks about Gid Anosh and Spashal Imagidin. And then it goes into the whole sugya of Hakayev Makir, Eino Makir, and all those dinim. I understood that the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is that was the Reish is talking about Min. Min B'Sheino Mino, correct? And the Seifa is talking about Gid Begid. Gid Begid is Min B'Mino, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But again, let's leave it at this. The gid, if it has a tam, is it the same tam as the basar? Again, you could say yes, because as you say, naturally speaking, it's basar. But you could say that, I mean, this one man the Yoruba says the gid doesn't even have a tam. But even if I grant you it as a tam, its tam is a tam of gid and not a tam of basar. Okay, that's just something that I want you to think about as we go.
They still speak in like the Nutentan, even on the Rabbanan level.
Right.
Like the
in Min B'Sheino Mino. No, Min B'Mino, according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say, Bato B'Shishim.
Yeah, but then, give us what's Nutentan? Shishim is Nutentan. That's why, although they're the same taste,
right,
we still have to say like Noten Tam.
No, that's what I get. You can't right? Change the rules of the game. If it's the same taste, there is no Bitul B'Shishim.
So why do we use that?
The Bitul B'Shishim could only exist if it was a Bitul B'Rov, Prabhu. Again, if it's the same taste, I can't emphasize this enough.
Why does the Mishnah use Noten Tam to define Shishim in the Rabbanan level?
Why is the Mishnah used no tain tam? But you're asking a question, Ravid, or who are you asking a question? Again, all the Rishonim we're talking about no tain tam. That's the subject of that Mishnah. It's min b'sheino mino. If it's min b'sheino mino, according to Ravad, then what we're talking about is exerid rabbanon. The rabbanon are worried that if today we're going to allow you to rely on rov d'oraisa min b'mino, then tomorrow you'll apply rov. In the case of min b'sheino mino, and then you're going to be violating an isa doraisa because on a doraisa level, min b'sheino mino requires shishim doraisa.
Yeah. No, even in the Rabbanan, why do we say like if they're the same taste, but yet we still consider like noten tam, just for the sake of shishim, just because that noten tam.
Right. Only for the gzeira of min b'sheino mino.
Because it really gives taste.
No. Min b'mino doesn't give taste.
Just for the learning.
Rabbosa, let's go on here. Okay. Who authored our Mishnah? The Gemara back on Daf Peites has a machlokas whether yesh begidin b'no sein tam or ein begidin b'no sein tam. And the Gemara quotes our Mishnah to prove that yesh begidin b'no sein tam. So the Gemara says that our Mantana, who is the author of our Mishnah, he's the Tana that holds yesh begidin b'no sein tam. Again, whether it's Reb Shimon or, you know, you have to go through the whole sugya. That's the sugya on Peites. Tosis on Peites asks the following question. Maybe ain begidin b'no sein tam. No, if ain begidin b'no sein tam, so what's the subject of that Mishnah? He can't even read the Mishnah if he holds ain begidin b'no sein tam. So Tosis says there's something called shamno shel gid. If you want to make a note of it, shamno shel gid with Miloshin Shuman, that there's some sort of fatty substance that either surrounds the gid or it's inside the gid and it comes out when you cook the gid. And although shamno shel gid, again, this is very critical for us, on a doraisa level, is mutter. The Torah didn't ask the shamno shel gid, the Torah only asked the gid itself. The shuman is something separate. But nevertheless, the Rabbanan asked shamno shel gid. So Tosis asks the following question. You know what? Ain begidin b'no sein tam. What's our Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about shamno shel gid. That's Tosis Kash and Daf Peites in the days. Is everybody together with me? Let me go over the Kash one more time. How does the Gemara know on Pei Tes, as I frek Tosfos, that our Mishnah is authored by the Man Yom who holds that what? That Yesh Begidim Beno Same Time Li'olam, I could argue with you and hold that Ain Begidim Beno Same Time. But the problem is, once you cook the Gid, what comes out of the Gid? Shamno shall give. And Shamno shall give gives time. That's Tosin's Kashi.
That would be the Shamno shall give, we said, with Esu Jeraban, right?
Oh, excellent. Shamno shall give is an Isa Derabanan. Okay, go ahead.
Then I
hear. Well, wait a minute. No. If it's Shishim, then everything's fine and dandy. That's exactly what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, can I eat the Yerech? So our Mishnah requires Shishim. Why? Not Shishim, can I get the Gid? That's not what the Mishnah meant. I'm explaining Tosfos Kasha, but rather Shishim Kenegen. The Shuman shall give, the Shavno shall give. As I frek, that's Tosfos Kasha. How did the Gemara know to conclude in an absolute way that our Mishnah holds Yesh Begidim Beno Same Time? Leolam, I can tell you Ain Begidim Beno Same Time. Narvasi, you're asking me, so why is the Mishnah saying? Why is the Mishnah saying that the Gid asks the, what you call it, the Yerech? It doesn't ask the Yerech, it's Ain Begidim Beno Same Time. So Tosfos, because the Shuman shall give. Ooh, we just machav into Rav Kivegi's kasha. Say it again, Rabbi. We're gonna appoint you as Rav Kivegi here. I'm very impressed. Very impressed. Rav Kivegi says, "I don't understand Tosfos's kasha. The kasha Tosfos makes no sense," says Rav Kivegi. Because the requirement of Shishim itself is only Derabbanan, meaning Rabbi Kivager understands that what's the case of Gid and Yerech? I'm sorry, that was a bit of a mistake. What's the case of Shamno Shel Gid and the Yerech? It's Min Bimino. Again, listen carefully. With regard to Gid and Yerech, is Fchanin, we have a major machlokus, a controversy amongst the Rishonim, whether we're talking about Min Bimino or Min Bishaino Mino. But when it comes to Shamno Shel Gid, Kuli Almalo Pligi, that we're talking about Min Bimino, the Shamno Shel Gid and the Yerech is Min Bimino. Why? Because the Shamno Shel Gid, unlike the Gid, is Basar. If it's Basar B'Basar, it's therefore Min Bimino. Is Vimela whole requirement of Shishim in Min Bimino? Because we pass like Chachamim. Bermuda doesn't have any Bittul in Min Bimino. But the whole requirement of Shishim in Min Bimino is only Dirabanan. Who says that within the context of an Easter, Dirabanan, this Gzera of Shishim onto Min Bishaino Mino was implemented? But Medvar, says Rabbi Kivega, when did the Chachamim say we require Shishim? In a case of Min Bimino, even though Midoraisa is Bata Barov, that's only on an Issa Doraisa. You have an Issa Doraisa, Chas V'Sholem, if you confuse Min Bimino today with Min Bimino, Sheino Mino tomorrow, you'll be eating an Issa Doraisa. But Rabbi Kivega says, how did Tosfos know that Shamno Shel Gid requires Shishim in order to be Mati the Yerech? Shamno Shel Gid and Yerech is Min Bimino, and the whole requirement of Shishim Min Bimino is a rabbinic invention. Who says that the Rabbanan included in the Doraisa Chashash of Atu Min Bishaino Minu, even in Issa Derabbanan?
Why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say the Shuman is Derabbanan?
That's Mefurish in the Sugya. That's Lehed. Take a look in the Sugya. That's a given. Nobody argues with that. Alan, that's not an issue. Okay. The issue of Rabbi Kivega is the following. When the Derabbanan instituted this Gzeira, what did they include in this Gzeira? Yesh Lachar. Did they include only Doraisas in the Gzeira? Because if in the worst scenario you make this confusion and you'll end up eating Min B'She'eno Mino with a Doraisa and you didn't require Shishim because you relied on Rov, because you in your mind didn't understand the difference between Min B'Mino and Min B'She'eno Mino. So if the Torah, if the Rabbanu wouldn't have made a Siyah, they would have left things well alone on a Doraisa level, then Min B'Mino would be Batul Barov, and tomorrow he's going to employ the halacha Bittul Barov for Min B'She'eino Mino. That's a terrible thing. He'll violate an Iser Doraisa. But if the whole Iser itself is only the Rabbanan, let's take, for example, Trumas Yirakos, according to everybody, is only the Rabbanim. So Trumas Yirakos gets mixed up with Trumas Zeisav Anofim in a mixture. So who says that in that case, if it would be Min B'Sheino Mino, that we should apply the principle, if it would be, excuse me, Min B'Mino, that we should apply the requirement of Shishim in the Gzerah to Min B'Sheino Mino? Maybe the Gzerah is only implemented as far as Eidah Rice is concerned, not as far as the Nisah the Rabbanim. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. And wait a second, listen carefully, Rabbosai. Rabbi Kivega is assuming that an Isah the Rabbanim is fundamentally different than an Isah the Rice. Of course, there are differences in Allah, I'm not denying that. Sofik Doraisa L'chumra, Sofik Dorabana L'kula. There are many differences between Doraisas and Dorabanas. But I'm not sure if this is one of them. What I mean to say is the following. Usually, when we apply the principle of trade Dorabanas, or Gzera, it's called in Beitza and other Sugis and Shas, what that means is that in the same exact scenario, you want to institute a gzera onto a gzera. You know, if you do X, you might do Y, and if you do Y, you might end up doing Z. So it's so far removed, right? It's two steps removed, yeah, that we say lo gazrinin gzera l'gzera. But what happens when you have two different gzeros, each of one is independent unto itself, standing on its own two feet? One is the question that you might get mixed up between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. That's one gzera, which basically says that min b'mino midrabanan requires shishim. Ein ma lasot. That's the way the rabbanan did. Then you have another issue, and that is in various machalos asuros, the Torah only asked this much. The rabbanan extended it, and they asked something else. The Torah only asked the gid itself. The rabbanan extended it to include the shamno shel gid. The Torah only asked Trumas Zeisiv Hanovim, or okay, this is a minor shita, but some shita say Chometz Nukshi is only Darabonah. So the Torah asked or Chometz B'mashu is only Darabonah. Okay, I don't want to get into that, but there are many cases where what the Rabbanah did was they took a certain Cheftzadi Surah, a certain Shem Isur, and they expanded it Midrabanan to include other Isurim. I'm not sure if the principle of gzera l'gzera kicks in such a case. Meaning, once the Rabbanon expand a cheftzadi surah d'oraisa, then that cheftzadi surah, for all intents and purposes, is identical, even though it's only... As far as the gavra is concerned, if you ask me what level of violation did I chas shalom violate, so enoch inami, I don't know, you know, somebody who violates the Rabbanon's, maybe we'll bury him in a different cemetery than someone who violates d'oraisa. So place, you know, he's one notch lower. But as far as the cheftzadi the surah is concerned, and Dinei Tarovus and Bittel, the Rabbanon have a power to create a Heftadi surah. And once they do so, all the dinim apply. So this is a pella to me that Rabbi Kivega assumes that Shamno shall get in so far as it's only the Rabbanon, does not require Shishu, and it should be Bottom. I'm just saying, the Tosa says the exact opposite.
They can say that the Yisrael of the Gavra. They can't say that the Shamnu Shel Gid is us. The Torah doesn't say that.
Yeah, but Rabbi, how did the Rabbanan have the authority?
The authority is to forbid you to eat it.
Oh, so that's a gigantic issue. What did the Rabbanan do? Are they taking the Heft of the Surah and they're expanding it? I'll give you an example. Were you here, Rabbi, when we studied Mukta, or you came a little late? Okay, so one of the sugis in Mukta is Taka Tarovis sugi. What happens is that Mukta gets mixed up with things that are not Mukta. It's a sugi in Beitza on Daf Dalet. It has to do with Eitzim Shenoshu Min Ilan B'Shabbos or B'Yontiv. The Eitzim fell off the tree, and they got, well, it's actually Yontiv, because what we're going to want to do is use it for Asaka, you know, which on Yontiv is Mutter. It got mixed up with other Eitzim that were not Nolad, okay, technically it's Nolad, call it Muksa, call it Nolad, whatever you want to call it. And Tosis there wants to know whether or not we could apply the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chatchil. Meaning, that when you have a Heftzadi Surah, you cannot you're enjoined, according to the Torah law, from deliberately mixing it up with heter in order to deliberately be mavatel. So Tosis says, the Brisa of Masechta Beitzah says that if these Eitzim fell off the thing, so marbol of Eitzim u'mevatlo. Now what you do is, you add other Eitzim, which were already prepared Erev Yontif, and they're not Muktzah Nolad, and you mevatlo it. In fact, Tosis, but what about Ein mevatlin Isil Chathchila? Tosis says that Ein mevatlin Isil Chathchila applies for most Isuri Derabanan, but it does not apply to Mukta. He has another case, it doesn't apply to Chulin Shenishk to Mazar, according to Rav Shimon. Why? Says Tosis, when the Rabbanan asked something, Sheyeshlo Ikar Minat Torah, then Ein Mevatlin Isil Chathchila applies even to an Isid Rabbanan. But when the Isid Rabbanan is Ein Lo Ikar Minat Torah, and Tosis gives two examples. One is Mukta, and the other is Chulin Shenish Ketuv Bazar, according to that man, the Omar. Tosis says, in such a case, is Marva Olavu Mevatlo, and the principle of Ein Mevatlin Isil Chathchil is completely suspended.
Even Tzolomoy cannot do that, because it's also in Karom Yom
Torah. Oh, so what is the difference between one Isid Rabbanan and another? Tosis categorizes Isuri Rabbanan into two classifications. There's something Sheyeshlo Iker Ben HaTorah. For example, Trumas Yerakos, as I mentioned before, is in Trumas Yerakos, Tosis proves there in Beitza, is Ein Mevatlin Isil Chathchila. You're not allowed to take Trumas Yerakos and mix it up deliberately with Chulin and be Mevatel, even though it's only Derabbanan. Can Yeshlo Ikar Min HaTorah, but Mukta is Elo Ikar Min HaTorah, and therefore Marba Olav, you could be Mevatel at Lechatchil. Why? So exactly, it's going according to your reasoning from before, and asking the question: when the Rabbanan asked it something, do they ask it only for the Gavra or the Chefta? What would be Tosis's answers to that question? It depends.
Yeah, which one it is?
Oh, there are two classifications in Isuri Derabbanan. This is a wonderful sugya. We got off a little on tangent, but it's a lot of fun. Yesh lo Iker Minat Torah. The Rabbanan are taking this heft of the Isura of the Torah and they're expanding it. You know,
that's on the hefta.
Yeah, just give me 1 minute. And but that, you're right. That's an Isur Chefta. But if it's Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan cannot create a Chefta the Isur that doesn't exist. A whole new Shem Isur. Muksa doesn't exist. The Torah doesn't recognize Muksa. And that's called a Chefta de Terah, where the Gavra is also. And the Nafkemina says Tosis is Ein Mev. When do we apply Ein Mevatlin? What do I take into my hands? And I want to be Mevatlin. I want to mix it into a Tarovis. That's what? Chefta Nisura. But if there's no Chefta Nisura, then I'm not taking Isur and being Mevatlin, because the whole Isur is only on the Gavra, it's not on the Chefta. And Tosis says whether or not they're Abanon in Jet. So, for example, Chometz Nuksha, according to that mind, the Omar, who holds it's only the Rabban, so my cloak is Rashi Rabbeinu. What would you say? Is that Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah or Ain't Lo Ikar Min HaTorah? Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, the Rabban is not creating a new Shem Chometz. And I often thought to myself that in mitzvahs you could have the same kind of thing. You could have a mitzvah where the Rabbanan create a chefta the mitzvah, and a mitzvah which Rabbanan did not create a chefta the mitzvah. For example, Ner Chanukah. I don't know if Ner Chanukah is a chefta shel mitzvah, because the Torah doesn't recognize Ner Chanukah. I mean, the Ramban is of the opinion that Ner Chanukah is a replacement for Ner Shem Migdash, so maybe there is a chefta shel mitzvah, I don't know. But in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah, for example, there the Rabbanan could create a Chefta Shel Mitzvah because the Torah itself recognizes reading the Megillah. Anyway, that's I'm just trying to give you
We learned the Sugya on Muksa, and it was either an opinion that was Deraisa or these Divrei Kabbalah, and there was a smart,
right, correct. There is a Rashi at the beginning of Beitza that seems to assume that Ve'ichidu Es Asher Yaviu is the source for Muksa Deraisa. But even if there is Muktzah Doraisa, I don't think it applies to the case of Eitzim Shenoshru Minayim. Rav Osai, take a look at the first line in Tosus. Again, I'm going a little bit out of order, but Tosus says, Lav begid lichudei misharinon, debichdei klipa shesvivo misayel legid leisur. Okay then? So let's just translate the words in Tosus. It's a one-liner here. and it's a doozy, this one line. Tosas says that whenever you're misharinon in order to set up bittul, you have to set up the forces of evil against the forces of good, right? There's light and darkness, there's Isra and Heter. So Tosas says the following, that it's not enough to set up shishim in the Yerech against the Gid, because the Gid has a buddy, it has a chavrusa. And what is the chavrusa of the Gid? That's called Kedei Klipa. And once again, as I said to you, you know, it's unbelievable. You learn one line in the Mishnah, and and boom, you get all of Hilchas Taruvos in one shot. So it's something called Kedei Klipa.
What do you mean Klipa and Kedei?
Oh, Kedei Klipa means, in its full form, Kedei Litol Klipas Etzpa. Meaning, what you do is, because there's another thing called Kedei Netila, right? And again, when we study Mishnah Tzli and the laws of roasting, we'll talk about Kedei Netila. But whenever you talk about Bishol, then Kedei Netila is not enough. Netila is just the thinnest membrane that you can strip off. Kedei Klipa is something much more serious. It's a substantial amount. It's Kedei Klipas Etzma. And whenever you're dealing with Bishol, then we're going to see later on, for example, in the mission of Tipas Cholov, let's say a drop of milk falls onto a piece of meat, and you have to, even if, for example, there's shishim in the meat against the milk, you still have to take off Kedei Klipa if you can identify where the milk fell. Okay, so whenever you have, again, it depends which is hot and which is cold, but that's called a like of a tatoiga, but whatever it is, we need Kedei Klipa. Fekosis. Here we're talking about Bishol. In Bishol, what's going to be the requirement? Forget about shishim for a moment. Even if you have shishim, but before we get to shishim, there's an iser that's definite. There's no doubt about it. It's a given. What's that? Kedei Klipa. Surrounding the gid, because there was Bishol, is a strip of basar in the Yerech, which becomes usur through the halacha of Kedei Klipa. Zetosis mm-hmm. says, I don't get it. The Mishnah says, Yerech Shespash im yesh ba. Again, in feminine. The word ba is referring to what? The Yerech, right? I told you the Yerech is feminine. Don't forget that. It's very important. This has nothing to do with male and female. It has to do with that to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying we look at the Yerech and we figure out if the Yerech is 60 times. Again, whatever Basim Alephis is, we didn't get to that yet. But if it's 60 times the volume of the Gid, then the Yerech is Mutter. Oh, Frektosis, I don't understand. What do you mean 60 times the Yerech against the Gid? The Gid has a buddy over here. Because even if, in the best case scenario, you have Bittel, but still, Kedei Klipa is Aser. That's absolute, unconditional. And therefore, once the Kedei Klipa is Aser, then we have to add the Kedei Klipa together with the Gid, and those two form one entity of Isur. Now the Yerech minus the Kedei Klipa is Heter, and we can be Meshire against the A plus B. We have A plus B plus C. We've got A, the Giv, plus B, the Kedei Klipa around the Giv. That's all on the bad guy side, the Esau side. And connected that, we have the Yerech, the balance of the Yerech. The rest of the Yerech. That balance of the Yerech is going to have to be Shishim connected what? Not just the Gid itself, but even the Kedei Klipa that surrounds the Gid. That's Tosas Kash. Oh, so let's go slow. Okay. So I don't know if you ever heard of a sefer called the Isur V'Heter. It was written hundreds of years ago. It's a it's Ramah sefer. It's one of the basic sforim for learning Yoredeya. Again, a very complicated sefer.
It's so basic.
But comes along the Isur V'Heter, and he says the following. Okay, well, we have to put on our thinking caps. This is very profound. Just one second. Says the Isur V'Heter, two things that have two different tam in tam A and tam B, even though they're both asur, fight against each other because they have two different tam in. And this may sound paradoxical to you, but again, if the laws of Bittul mean Bittul Tam, it doesn't matter one iota whether Tam A and Tam B are both Asur, whether Tam A is asr tabi is mut, as long as they have two different tamim, then they fight against each other. Oh, now watch this. I don't get it. This whole Tosfos makes no sense. How can Tosfos add, I will call it the buddy system, and add to the gid, the Kdei Klipa? The Kdei Klipa has the time of Basar, of Yerech. The gid has the time of the gid. Again, Lishitasa, the Tosfos holds that gid b'Yerech is what? Our whole shiur is based on one premise. Min v'shei domino, right? And that's why Bittul kicks in over here. Because we're dealing with two different tamim. Since the klipa has a different tam, it's basically basar, it's yerech. Okay? It might be also because the din of kdei klipa, again, depending on chatichah nasal veil of shari, some rabbein of Ephraim, it's open and so on. But whatever it is, it's essentially basar. It's basar this kdei klipa, just that it's asr. The time of the kdei klipa is identical to the time of the basar the erech, and therefore, how can Tosfos have the chutzpah, so to speak, to raise the possibility that we could be mitzaref and we should be mitzaref the kdei klipa to the gid in order to form, you know, a battle zone and weigh in on how much of a corresponding heter we have in the erech to establish bittul? Forget it. We have two different tamim, and therefore, if it's two different tamim, they can't be mitzaref in bittul. On the contrary, let's take the kdei klipa, add it together with the yerech, and since it has the same tam as the yerech as opposed to the tam of the yid, we should be mitzaref b'shisha. The Mishnah is beautiful. The word ba is perfectly in order, says the Issa v'Hetta. And based on this kasha, the Issa v'Hetta comes up with an unbelievable chiddush. And he says that two things that have shem echad, v'tamim shonim, are mitztarif together, like min v'min. Unbelievable. Listen carefully. And this blows your mind because we assume that the word tam is a mitzius. It's some sort of reality. But hold on to your chair, because you'll see from the Issa v'Hetta that that is so far from true. And I think we're going to spend months until we understand the depths of this chiddush. He says the following. Forget about the fact that the kdei klipa has a different tam than the gid. Kdei klipa is basar and gid is gid, and we're talking about min b'shein omino. Forget about all that. What is the shem iser of the kdei klipa? Gid anosh. Well, Nevela Daniel is more of a conceptual answer, but if I ask you exactly what the Shem Iser is, it's not really Nevela. You know, for example, there's one man diomer, again, not for us now, that's the beginning part of this parak, that holds that Gidanosh is also Vano. I mean, we don't pass him like that. But so Gidanosh is not Nevela. Nevela is Mutabano, that says state and possible, like Gera Shev Yisharech Tidnena, right? Fine. Ger means a ger Tosha. So Memela says the Issa v'Hetta, you know what the premise of Tosfos is. Why does Tosfos hold that with mitzaref both the kdei klipa of Yerech, right, that's around the gid and the gid together in order to be mitzaref v'shishu? The answer is because what's the shem iser of the klipa? The shem iser of the klipa is gid anoshe. And two things, despite the fact that they have two different tamim, because the tam of the kdei klipa is identical to the tam of the yerech, nevertheless, we're going to mitzaref the kdei klipa to the gid. And why is that so? Because they have shem echad. The shem echad means that the nature of the iser is such that it's the same iser. I'll give you an example. According to the Issa v'Hetta, let's say I have Arla, and I have Arla of Zaysim, and I have Arla of Anovim. How would you describe that case? In the language, in the terminology of the Issa v'Hetta. Not the din, I just...
Now it's a problem with Ben Lina, but you would have thought it...
Right, the Issa v'Hetta is saying, what that is Tamim Shonim, two different times, because Zaysim and Anovim taste differently. But it has the same Shem Issa, so they're both Arla. Issa, according to the according to these Svehetta, if I take Zeisav Anov of Arla and I throw it into Zeisav Anov in whatever it might be of Heter, right, that's not Arla, it's already after the fourth year, after Netaravai, whatever it is, then according to these Svehetta, I'm going to need Shishim against both of them. Because they both have the same Shem Yisra of Arla. And he derives it from this one line, Tosus. Because why does Tosus want to add the Kdei Klipa to the Gid itself in order to require Shishim against both when they're two different Tamim? Now, I just want to point out one thing, Rav Osai, and this maybe we'll stop here. There's one premise in the Yisra of Heta that I don't understand. The Yisra of Heta assumes that the Kdei Klipa is equal to Basar. Now, on one level, he's absolutely correct, because how can you question such a premise? I mean, the Kdei Klipa is Yerech. It's a part of the Yerech. I mean, it's literally a part of the Yerech.
It's given to the Yerech, so to speak.
No, I'm saying physically, it's part of the Yerech. Right, so he's right. You know, it's Yerech, and therefore it has a different time than the Gid.
Can I tell you something else?
But, yeah, go ahead. What
like
do you want
to
say?
From milk, and we spoke from milk to the meat. You can see also that Kdei Klipa, or in the where salty pieces, you also see that, right? But here, like the source of it is Gid here.
But you see, in the case of Chalav, it's going to be a little bit more complicated, because see, I'm not sure if you have to remove the Kdei Klipa in the case of Tipas Chalav, I'm not sure exactly, you know, how to categorize that case, because that depends upon maybe different factors that might come to play. But let's leave that case out. But let's say you had a tipas chelev, not cholov, but chelev that fell into basar, and assuming that this tipas chelev ases kidei klipa of the basar, then Rabbi Kvega would say that you needed a basa shishim against not only the tipas chela, but in the kdei klipa that's around, even though it's basa. Mm. But my only question is, in the Issa Veheta, did I say Rabbi Kvega? I meant to say the Issa Veheta. The Issa Veheta is assuming that the shame isur of the kdei klipa is identical with gid. And that's what I don't know. I'm a little bit confused about that, because take a look, for example, at... Okay, this is too futuristic, but Rabbeinu Ephraim. Did you get to Rabbeinu Ephraim? Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that Chaticha Nasavel only applies to Basar V'Chalav, not to Shari Surim. So if that be the case, you see already from Rabbeinu Ephraim that Chaticha Nasas Nevela is a special halacha in what? Basar V'Chalav. It's not a universal halacha. And here we're dealing with Gid Anoshe, correct? So if we're dealing with Shari Surei Torah, there's no new halacha of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Just give me 1 second to work out what I want to say. Sometimes I'm not as fast as you are. I'm sorry, I apologize. But what I'm suggesting is that since Chaticha Nasas Nevela, according to Rabbi Ephraim, doesn't apply in Shar Isurim, and since Gid Anoshe is a case of Shar Isurim, then without the chiddush of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, I wonder exactly, just 1 second, what's the name of the Isur here? Just 1 second, just give me a second. The Shem Isur is identical with the Gid. The Isur Veheta makes perfect sense according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. But let's say for a moment that we don't hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? Tosus now is not ready for Rabbeinu Ephraim. So before we get to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're assuming Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies even to what? Even to Shari Surim. Oh, so if you're dealing with Chaticha Nasas Nevela, the question that you have to ask yourself is, what is Chaticha Nasas Nevela? I mean, in Hilchas Tam, Chaticha Nasas Nevela makes no sense at all. Because, again, everything is all mixed together, so why should you be Shashishim against the piece of meat? That doesn't make any sense. The answer is you have this new halacha called Chaticha Nasas Nevela, correct? So maybe that new halacha is a different Shem Yisur. The premise of the Yisur Veheter is that whenever you apply the rule of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, then you're stuck in the same Shem Yisur. That's what I want to stick in. It's not two different Yisurim, it's the same Yisur. What?
Sounds like we need to.
No, we're saying.
That's how I want to investigate. Okay, that's.
We're saying Shem Ehad. Also.
Makes it what?
Shem Ehad. Like.
Oh, Shem Ehad. That's the assumption of the Issa Ehad, and I want to. Okay, so like, I want to analyze that assumption. Not today, but another time. Okay, Rabbi, I'll say we'll stop here.
Klipa implies that. Why would you extend the Issa to the Klipa? Right. Because of whatever issue you have, lechatchila is extended to claim.
But that, Rabbi, that's only sensible if it's halach of ta. Meaning, if you're saying that the reason why the klipa is aser is because it's carrying the ta'am of the give, then you're right. It's the same issur. It all comes back to give. Give equals give equals give. But if you're applying chanan, which means that now you need shishim against the entire klipa, then you're not dealing with halach of ta'am. It's a brand new halacha called. It's a magical halacha called Chatichanas Nevela. Meaning, when the tipas chala falls on one piece of meat, and everything gets mished tzazachin, right? So why is it that now I need shishim and the rest of the cholent against the entire piece of meat? If it's halacha of tam, then that tam of chala does not expand, right? It's mispashit. No, it's mispashit, but it doesn't. In terms of its volume, it's always the same tifa, and yet all of a sudden you can't use shishim against the tifa, which certainly you have. No, you need shishim against the entire chaticha. That's halach of chanan, which, by the way, Rabbeinu Ephraim wants to say is a brand new halach that's limited to basa mechala. Yeah. We accept that chanan goes even beyond that to shari surim against Rabbeinu Ephraim, but we're not talking about tam. Because the very moment you postulate chaticha nasis nevela, you're out of the realm of tam. Alright, you're going to now need shishim against the entire kate klipo, or whatever it might be, and not against the original tam of the Isra, then it's value. Okay, that's for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. So, Bulina, there. Okay, I guess I'll see tomorrow. I'm going to prepare shir on brachos, and we'll see. We'll see. I didn't get any pages back, so we'll see.
Something fundamental.
Yeah. Let me come over so I can hear you better. Once they open the door.
Where is the concept of so that you can say, for instance, there's a certain amount of busser that's right next to the gid that somehow becomes part of the gid.
Right, because it's infected.
Yeah. Yes. Why is it that it's not the other way? Why isn't it the other way around? That part of the gid becomes busser.
Because what happens is that when there's a shock treatment here called bishul, then immediately there's an impact through that, you know, that profound experience of
yeah, but how do you know which way it goes? I mean, this way, this is the gid, this is the gid, and this is the bus.
It doesn't matter, Alan, even if it goes here. Both ways. Let's say I grant you it goes both ways. But at the end of the day, you have to admit that the klipa received the tam of the gid. So even if I want to say that maybe the gid itself, but again, you don't have shishim, so the Torah requires that you remove the klipa.
Okay.
In other words, the immediate penetration of contagious diseases is klipa.
Okay, it runs both ways. In other words,
maybe it does go both ways. Why not? You know, bishul should go both ways.
Because the problem is,
I don't see why not.
You
know, that's what's
clear in my mind that
yid, and then hanan within that. Wow.
Because
yeah, we'll get to hanan. Okay. No, I just at the end of the shiur I mentioned
hanan. Mixture of both, like kinek kufa.
Not mine.
No.
Yeah.
So, it's not clear to me that yid altogether is a din of basar. If it doesn't have a din of basar altogether,
well, that might depend on this machlokus between the Raifid and all the other Rishonim.
Because if it doesn't have a din of basar,
the other Rishonim are in your camp. They're not identifying the gid as basar. You know, the gid has its own tam. Yesh begin with its own tam, but it's not tam basar, and therefore you can have bittul.
Right.
And therefore, all the halachas of min b'sheino mino do raisa and Rashi's halacha l'moshe m'sinai kick in because we're dealing with min b'sheino mino.
Yeah, right.
It is not possible. Yeah, that's that. The Ravid is the only bar pluta, and the Ravid sees the gid as boss. I mean, he's looking at the entity of the Yerach with its gid as one entity. You know, yeah. He's not like willing to subdivide.
Like I was asking before, is if you take a gid, and you manage, you're monocular first, and you got the gid out.
Okay? Yeah.
And you stripped off all the